Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Gimel discusses the impact of hafara on the wife's nazirus. Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir. If a woman makes a neder nazir, v'ha'isha shosa b'yayin mitamar l'meisim, and then she violates it by drinking wine or by becoming tamei meis. So, harezo sofeges ha'arboim. She gets makos. So she absorbs the 40, right? The 39 makos of the Torah. She gets makos midaraisa. Why? Because she violated a mitzvah losase, and that's generally the punishment for violating a lotase that doesn't have like an ishemisa or something attached to it. So she would get makos. There's no big chiddush here. She violated lotase. She gets makos. However, that then leads us to the next point. Hefer labala. What if her husband was Mayfair? So we know when the husband is Mayfair, that cancels the neder immediately going forward, but not retroactively. So the neder is canceled. Vihi lo yada shehefer labala, but she is unaware of his cancellation. V'haisa shosa bayayin umetamo alamesim. So she didn't know about the cancellation, and she intentionally violated her nazirus by drinking wine or becoming tamei meis. Now, her intention was to violate the nazirus. However, she's not a nazira because the husband canceled her neder. And therefore, she in fact didn't violate a lo sase, and therefore, eina sofekes ha'arboim. She doesn't get makos because even though she intended to sin, she didn't sin. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it's true. It's true that she didn't violate nisr doraisa. And therefore, even though it's true that she doesn't get makos midoraisa because she didn't violate a losase midoraisa, nevertheless, tispog makos mardus. She should absorb makos mardus. Makos mardus are rebellious, lashes for rebelliousness. So this is makos that is given by the Chachamim. It's a makos darbanan, and it's given by the Chachamim for rebellion against the Torah, like in this case, she didn't technically violate a lotase because there was no nazirus for her to violate. But she didn't know that. She thought there was a nazirus, and she intentionally violated it. And therefore, even though she doesn't get makos midaraisa because she didn't violate a lotase, we should certainly give her makos midarabanan, makos mardus, for her rebellion against the Torah.